This is Northwest News from KPLU. Drug abuse statistics for Seattle and King County show a rise in methamphetamine use in recent years. The number of people in the county who died from meth abuse doubled in 2012 and stayed at that level in 2013. One woman who escaped that fate is Jan Marie Dawson. She was using the drug on and off for about 18 years. Now she's clean and moving forward in a lot of ways. She's learning to be a welder and just moved into a subsidized apartment run by Catholic Community Services. KPLU reporter Ashley Gross rode the bus with Dawson to her class and later spoke with Gabriel Spitzer, host of our Saturday show Sound Effect, about Dawson's story of recovery.
This is a woman who was homeless for a couple of years, and now she's able to furnish her own place.
I bought myself a big screen, flat screen TV, a 32-inch one for Christmas to myself, and I haven't been able to buy myself anything major like that for the last 5 years.
Is it part of, like, helping you stay clean, having the TV?
Yes, because I don't know what else to do with I would do with my time.
And is it that if you have that empty time, that's the scary thing, is having that empty time, that would be a temptation?
Yeah. I start thinking about it, yeah.
What she starts thinking about is getting high and that euphoria that she would get from the drug. I talked with Kathy Spielman, who's been helping treat people with addictions for 30 years.
People that are using methamphetamine, there are actually changes that happen and impact them and their ability to feel pleasure and to feel good.
It sounds like it like changes your brain almost.
Yeah, she said it does change your brain, and it can take 14 months before you start getting over that depressed, flat feeling. But just like with any other addiction, that temptation is always there.
Definitely, people can re-engage in that behavior. You know, I think if we all think about behaviors that we may participate in our own lives, at some point we say, we want to change this. I don't want to do this anymore. And that isn't always a straight road.
Yeah, I feel like that's something a lot of us can probably relate to. I mean, changing a behavior or changing a bad habit is hard, even when it's a little thing. I mean, it's hard to imagine changing something that has just completely taken over your life, like meth.
Right. You know, and Jan Marie, she's wrestled with this drug for a good chunk of her life. I mean, it's a pretty heartbreaking story about how she got hooked. Her parents introduced her to drugs.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah. Well, her dad, she says, was a pharmacist, and he used to treat her and her sister almost like guinea pigs.
He would give us pills, or he'd have us smoke weed, PCP, just to see how the reaction was on us.
How old were you?
I was probably 10 on up.
She was an alcoholic by age 18, and she started using cocaine at 19 with her parents, and then she moved to meth.
Speed was always my big thing because it gave me energy. I like to be energized. I like to get up and go.
Jan Marie was addicted for a good 15 years to meth. She had two kids while she was addicted. And then she wound up going to prison because her son tested positive for the drug when he was born. But after she got out of prison, she got clean and she got her life on track. She got a job as a secretary and she stayed clean for 10 years. But then, you know, she was working a lot. She had a second job and she started drinking now and then.
Started out once a month, once a week, and then pretty soon it was every night, and then I was beginning to get drunk.
She moved on to meth, and everything fell apart.
I was on the verge of losing my job. And
so she quit.
I couldn't afford to pay the rent anymore. And
she and her boyfriend got evicted.
We just kind of wandered the streets. And
they slept in abandoned cars, or they'd stay up all night collecting scrap metal.
I was committing crimes to get it. I was stealing it.
All just to get money for meth. But even getting high wouldn't make her feel better.
I just cried and cried and cried and cried and cried, wishing that I had a way out, but I wasn't quite ready to quit.
What made her finally feel ready to quit?
It's not one thing. She got into some bike accidents that were pretty bad, but mostly it's just that she remembered her old life.
I just missed my life so bad. I missed being clean so bad that I just couldn't take it anymore.
So she did it. She quit. But even the night before she went into rehab, she went out for one last fix. That's how strong a hold the drug had on her. But listen to this. Here's the prize for getting clean.
Grandma, after you're done with school, can you come to Iris and Connor's house?
On Friday?
Jan Marie is a grandmother.
I haven't seen you for days. Can I have a hug and a kiss?
Oh. Baby
Hulky. I haven't. Can I see your hamster?
I went with her to her daughter Lee Marie's house. Lee Marie says she didn't really believe her mom was going to get clean. It wasn't until she went to visit her at the rehab that it became real.
She was herself again. She wasn't on drugs. She wasn't tripping out. Seeing her gain weight is actually really great because she was so bony and she was sick.
She was sick. And back when she was addicted, she was not always a good grandmother. She would sometimes get high when she was babysitting her granddaughter, Micaiah. And one time her daughter, Lee Marie, came home to discover Micaiah, who was about 2 years old, sitting there drinking meth water out of a bong. And Lee Marie took Micaiah to the doctor.
I didn't tell the doctor that it was meth water. I was scared. And my mom, she was like, just tell on me, just tell them it was me. And I was like, well, what if they take her from me? Because we were living in that environment. And so I just told them that I didn't know what was wrong with her. And she cried from like 6 p.m. to like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Gosh, that is really difficult to hear. I mean, it's hard to know even how to feel about that.
Well, the way Jan Marie feels is she just feels a ton of regret. But she tries not to let that weigh her down. She focuses on the positive things that she's doing right now, and her family is really supportive. They are really excited that she's getting her life back together.
Grandma has your dress.
I have your dress. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, come on, let's go.
You want to open it? I am 50 years old, and I have a strong desire to just be clean for the rest of my life. I want to live a life that's happy and full of joy, and you can only have that when you're clean and sober.
It's really extraordinary. What was it like to talk to her? I mean, what did you kind of come away with this with?
I was just incredibly moved by how honest she was. And she knows that there's still a lot of hurdles for her to overcome. She says she doesn't have a lot of money right now. She's hoping she'll be able to get a welding job when she finishes up her program. And then, of course, she always faces that temptation of using again. That's always there. But there are so many things for her to feel proud of. I mean, just this past December, she sent out Christmas cards for the very first time in 5 years.
KPLU reporter Ashley Gross originally produced that story for our show Sound Effect, hosted by Gabriel Spitzer. It airs Saturday mornings at 10.